thousand centuries. The Falafel family has ruled the deserts with one thing, speed. We had the fastest camels and the fastest horses. Now, due to, you know what? We have the fastest planes, the fastest boats, and the fastest cars, except for one, yours. Last year, I sent you to America for one simple task. So simple. To emblazon the Falafel name as the fastest in the world by winning the cannonball run. And you failed.
A thousand thanks.
But Lion of the Deserts, King of Kings.
Pop. No excuses, you son of my ugliest wife.
A thousand thanks.
How come you have a blonde, blue-eyed slave,
He's an actor. Hasn't had a series in 7 years.
Nine.
$2,000, thanks.
I know I didn't win, Pop. I was sick. My ulcer.
I order you back to America to win the cannonball run. I give you one last chance because you are my only son with a driver's license.
But, Pop, there is no cannonball run this year.
So, buy one.
Of course.
A couple of wise guys behind us.
Slow it down. Let's see how bold we are.
Wow, that's a couple of great-looking chicks.
Woo! So much for borders.
Let's nail them.
They can't outrun the radio.
Charlie, you got a hot one heading your way. You'll see it in about 3 minutes.
Tell you, 3 minutes are up.
Man, a couple of great-looking chicks.
Straight as an arrow, I can see for 5 miles. Wonder where they are.
Don't panic. Just watch the side roads for dust. No way they can shake us.
You heard me. I said we lost them.
How can you lose a white Lamborghini with two good-looking chicks out in the middle of nowhere?
What is this, a quiz? We lost them, okay?
Aha, I just found them, son. This here's the end of the hunt.
Good luck, buddy.
Georgia, I figure they gotta be between us. Just pull out and block the damn road.
Got any other bright ideas?
Thank you.
enjoy something, you won't think I've been drinking, will you? The white Lamborghini is vanished, but there's a red one behind me honking its horn. Correction, it's passing me, and it's got two great looking chicks in it.
Cannonball!
Marcy, we've got this routine down.
Yeah? I think we're ready for the cannonball.
Oh, yeah, I think so. How far is Redondo Beach?
150 miles.
An hour flat.
What are we waiting for?
Let's go! Go!
Are you sure this is a good idea, JJ?
Good idea. We're going to get so rich.
Rich?
Rich. We're going to split everything 50-50 right down the middle. We're partners.
Partners.
Partners, you bet. We're friends, aren't we?
Partners and friends.
And we're going to be rich.
Rich partners and friends.
That's right.
What if something goes wrong?
What could go wrong?
We got the ace dive bomber pilot from World War II.
Dive bomber?
Oh, yeah. He'll let you go right out of the plane with this, and you'll go right through that target.
Target?
Right through the target. Into a net. Strong net.
Net.
And if you go through the net, then you land in some hay. I mean, so much hay that you could feed all the cattle in Texas.
What am I worried about?
Nothing. You're crazy.
I'm so glad you're laughing.
He can't miss. He can't miss. I bless you. You will not miss.
JJ, I'm still scared.
You're still scared? Well, if you're scared, you could always have him do it.
Him doesn't come unless there's grave danger to human life.
Right. You ought to call him.
Hello, this is Jack Smith. We've brought our cameras to record for our 30 million viewers a vintage dive bomber flying on a simulated attack run dropped a human bomb. A man encased in steel, risking life and limb, hurtling to the ground at 140 miles per hour. Now, this is a man of such great courage that he's destined to become a household name. He'll be besieged for autographs. His picture will be on magazine covers all over the world. Millions of adoring women will be at his feet. He's bound to become a national celebrity.
And this! Oh,
shit.
JJ! Long time no see.
Nice to see you, Captain Kay.
Ha, ha, ha.
Listen, I'd like to take your place in the bomb.
Have no fear. Him is here.
It'd make me very happy.
You want it?
Yes.
You got it.
Thank you.
Suck it.
Okay.
What a guy.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, über alles in der... Give me a D, give me a D, give me a D, E-U, give me a T, give me a T, D-S-D-H. Yay, Deutschland. Listen, you think you might like a beer?
Hey. Hey.
Deutschland, Deutschland.
Hey.
Ah, what?
I want out of here.
Who asked for it?
We've ever had before in Madeira. On his final approach, this has to be perfect the first time around.
my partner. What a team.
The crash trucks are on their way. We'll have word on his condition in just a minute.
What a pilot. What a pilot. You're okay. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that? Oh, wasn't that fantastic? I'm so terrifically happy.
Shut up and get me out of here.
Listen, did you hear the crowd? We were terrific. I can just see it on People magazine. We're going to be a big hit. What a hit. JJ. JJ, you seem a little shorter. JJ, are you okay? You know something? I figured it out.
Yeah?
If we do this 10 times a day,
yeah?
By the end of a year, we're going to be billionaires. Oh.
What is that?
Oh, don't worry about that. It's the cannonball race. It's on again. $1 million is the first prize. Don't you worry. We're going to be billionaires.
What did I say? You want me to do this 10 times a day?
Nine.
What a grouch.
I asked you to come here out of respect for the family. In the past, the Cannelloni family was the richest, most powerful family of all the families. We controlled drugs, prostitution, gambling.
You said prostitution twice.
Well, I like it. And now, the rigatonis, the tortellinis, the fettuccinis, and even the raviolis are bigger than we are. And why?
High interest rates.
Acid rain.
Japanese imports.
None of the above.
No. You are not even going to answer.
Gee, boss, if I knew there was going to be a test, I would have studied.
When I passed on the powers of the Don to my son Don, making him Don Don, I had high hopes for him. And what has he done? He has only brought us disgrace and shame.
Oh.
Wait a minute. This cat is dead. Give me a new cat. Oh, God. Cat could have been a contender. That's a little song. Oh, thank you. That's a tabby. Very nice. It's a boy. Boys, go to Vegas. Lean on Don.
Don, Don.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to straighten out your affairs.
What are your assets?
Well, I'm good-natured, and I dress well, and some people think...
What about your liabilities?
Well, there is one small liability.
What?
Well, I could use a tummy tuck.
A tummy tuck?
Uh-huh.
A tummy tuck.
I'll kill him.
Calm yourself.
I'll kill him.
Dun. Do you have any outstanding markers?
Look in the inbox.
$30,000. It's not too outstanding, but it's a start.
Uh-huh.
Fenderbaum?
Uh-huh.
Fenderbaum.
Well, you better call Jim and tell him where his car is.
Me call Jim. I called Jim last time. You called Jim.
Well, hi there.
Hi. Can I help you, girls?
This thing's stuck.
Yeah.
Take a hike, Mike. Yeah, get lost.
Beth, what a jerk. Okay, what are we gonna do? Marcy! Hey! You! Hey, honey! Right here, yeah! Come on in, baby. Hiya, sugar! Hey!
You girls all right?
Could be. This is a beauty. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound stock.
It isn't. I took a 6 out and shoehorned in a 383 Hemi. It's hot, baby.
Hey, you got room for two more? I'm Marcy.
Yeah, man, Jill.
I'm George.
Let's go, George.
LA Tower to Japan Cargo. Report to Hangar 3.
Roger, Tower. No luck. They want us in customs. They're going to impound your car for 2 days. That means you're going to miss the race. What do you want to do?
Okay. Done.
Okay.
Change of plan. You're bailing out.
What? You're taking a gun to hold you
off. Button up.
Roger.
Battle station.
You are clear.
Make us invisible.
I know you're in there, Blake.
I can hear the ice cubes. This is me, Fender Bomb. So open up! Blake, I know you're in there. Candyman can.
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
Yeah. When I make a dry martini, I make a dry martini.
Somebody at the window.
It's the window cleaner.
Honey, who is it?
I don't know. There's nobody there.
Blake! Open up the window!
I'll be back in a minute. Don't go away. There's nothing out here.
Blake, down here!
I don't care what it is. Not now.
Blake, I gotta talk to you now.
You got it?
Yes. Do you know that I'm 18 stories above the ground? 18!
18?
Yes, 18!
Mm-hmm.
18. You know, you're the tallest short guy I've ever seen.
Read this, will you? Just read that.
Oh.
That's from the Sheik. They're going to start the cannonball again. And the Sheik's putting up $1 million to the winner. And you know the winner will be $1
million. Take it easy now. No, no, don't come out. I'll come in.
Blake. Huh. Where are you going?
I got to do it. It's $1 million.
You creep.
Where'd you get the scaffold?
Huh? I thought this was the elevator.
Huh.
I see you got my telegram, Doctor.
Is that that yellow thing with the printing on it?
Yes.
I got that, yes. I read that. It's, was... What does it say?
It said I wish to implore your services to take care of my royal ulcer during the Cannonball Run. Do you know much about ulcers?
Proctology is my specialty. I'm very probably the world's most famous expert on ulcers. Should probably give you an examination right now. Open up there. Well, I sterilized it. Before we go any farther, there's the matter of my fee. We should discuss my fee. Just about that amount.
Of course.
Hey, wait a minute. You're going to drink milk?
Huh?
Aren't you afraid it's going to curdle when it hits your liver?
My liver died last year.
Can I help you?
Yeah, 点加水啊?
Anybody around here speak Oriental?
两杯以下点加水?
Sure. One sake coming up.
What he said was, blackjack and water. Now. Got it?
Yes, sir. Coming right up.
We'll get a nice big bottle of champagne, and then we'll go up to my place.
Father, what are you saying?
Didn't you ever see thorn birds? Pal, hey, I'll never get laid in this outfit. From now on, I'm going to wear nothing but open collars.
Now, a man can't live by bread alone.
I can. I love bread. You know, my favorite is a pocket house roll. It just is so nice. And then the Russian rye, you know, there's so many raisins in it that...
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Talking about women.
Women.
Women. I want a girl that's sensitive and vulnerable. I need a girl.
Yeah, me too.
You?
Sure. Hey, JJ, I'm not a eunuch, you know.
Of course you're not a eunuch. Don't put yourself down like that. You have a striking resemblance to a eunuch, but you're... I'm just kidding. You want a girl? You can have one of my girls.
I couldn't take one of your girls.
Oh, you can.
All right, maybe just one to clear up my complexion. So tomorrow, you turn over a new leaf,
absolutely.
Up and clean.
And tonight, down and dirty.
Hiya, JJ.
Hi. Are you guys do anything tonight?
Not now.
Oh. Let's go somewhere and talk about pistons and camshafts.
Coming, JJ.
Do we still owe Don $30,000?
Did you pay him?
No.
Well, we still owe him $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of his collection men came to collect it.
Where?
He's at the front door, but don't look. I said don't look. If he's at the front door, we'll go out the back door, since he can't be at two places at one time, right?
That's a good suggestion.
Split city. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna die. What are they going to do?
I don't know what they're going to do to you. But since Mr. T ain't here, I'm going to be too busy licking their boots to see.
Your money? I'll blow you away.
I'll take the money.
Listen, guys. Why would a couple of operators like us be in Redondo Beach with a bunch of hayseeds in jumpsuits?
Okay, wise guys. You tell us.
We're going to race to Connecticut, and the one that wins gets $1 million in cash.
Only a moron will back up a race like that.
Ah, Fender Boom Blake.
you? You should be sleeping at this hour. Remember, we leave at noon tomorrow. Wingtips, barbarians. Come, come. Buy yourselves a decent clothing store. Infidels!
That's the moron.
You know, these liars could be telling the truth.
Kaplan, what a surprise. Oh, wow, you look wonderful. What brings you to the Pinto Ranch? Is it business or pleasure?
May I have a chair?
Oh, certainly. Oh, it's business. I just spoke to Dad just now. Isn't that funny?
Don, you don't mind if I call you Don. Don, do you?
No.
Oh, good. Don. When your father was having a little trouble with you in Brooklyn, he called me and asked me for a favor. Could he send you out here to Vegas so that I could watch over you? So what do? I give you a job working at a casino. And what do? You spend all your time working on the chorus lines.
One line. I slept with one lousy chorus line.
Shut up. The second favor I do for you is you come to me and I lend you the money to start this,
Jaime, the recession has hurt every small businessman.
Oh, yeah. What does he owe?
As of 9:30, the compounded 24% interest weekly brings it to exactly $9,332,448.55.
Jaime, I'm doing the best I can.
What?
Hey, you.
That's what's so tragic. You know, I'm going to do you another big favor. I'm going to give you exactly until tomorrow to pay everything off.
Well, there's no problem.
Shut up. Exactly 24 hours, Dum-Dum. I mean, Dum-Dum. I think I'll call you Dum-Dum from now on. What do you think about that, chaps?
It's very funny, Claude.
It ain't funny. Now I'll tell you what something's funny. Mañana, Dum-Dum.
Jaime, one question. Oh, my God!
What was the question?
It'll keep, Jaime.
Are you sure this guy's your uncle?
Yeah, and I told you he's your uncle, too.
Listen, I told you. Don't tell me. Don't explain it to me again, please.
He's my mother's brother who moved to California, and my mother is your father's sister, and you're my mother's brother's son.
Is that our uncle?
And they said he had a white limo. I ain't seen him in 20 years.
He's from your side of the family.
Uncle Cal?
Howdy, boys. Cal's the name and cars is my game. Got some real sweethearts for a little down and 9.9% financing.
Uncle Cal, I'm your nephew, Melvin, from North Carolina.
You my brother and sister's boy?
Yeah, and I'm your nephew, Tony, from Brooklyn.
What pair are you out of? Well, it don't matter. Guess you boys are wondering about my driver.
He sure looks a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, what's it easy to get a license in this town, huh?
Oh, you ain't got no license. Come here. I do all the driving from back here. Look. He just sits up there and looks like he's driving. Look, it's a publicity gimmick. I got a slogan. If a monkey can drive, so can you. I love this boy. He's part of our family. Come on, son. Ain't he cute?
Hey, look. Hey, Uncle Cal. We got a real, real problem.
Yeah, Uncle Cal, we ain't got any money right now. We flat broke.
Yeah, but we need a car right away.
What are you boys doing out here?
Shut up, Cal. We're cannonballs.
Stop it, boy. I told you not to play with the phones. Damn chimp cost me $300 a month in wrong numbers.
Hey, stop it, you primate!
That's it. I've had it with you. Excuse me, fellas. I gotta teach this old boy some manners. Son. Now you stepped in it. Boys, I got one condition on the deal. I'm going to give you the limo, but only if you take this hairy son of a bitch with you.
Hey!
If he's a choreographer, I'm an aviator.
Really?
Same old slop. Let's go to the coffee shop.
All right.
See you at the matinee?
Yeah. If I have to sing Sound of Music one more time, I'm going to croak.
I am so sick of the crap family, I'm going to scream.
So crowded.
Here, sisters, take this table.
Oh, thank you.
Very generous of me.
Very sweet of you. Bless you. Awfully nice of you.
I'll tell you, I'm sick of coffee shops. I'm sick of the show. I'm sick of show business.
Betty, look at it this way. It's a stepping stone to Broadway.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that while I'm at the bottom. Finito, Veronica. I want to get married. I want to have a big house. I just want to find some nice, sweet bozo millionaire.
You know what I'm going to do with my half of the million? Tell me.
All right. I'm going to buy my mom a great, big, brand new house. And I'm going to buy my nephew a pony. And I'm going to get the kid a shovel. Because ponies...
Oh, it's
I'll tell you something.
What are you going to do with your money?
My money's going to be gone before I even get to the car.
Really?
Come on, let's go introduce ourselves.
Are you crazy? Oh my gosh.
Jesus. All right.
We have just spilled coffee all over the table. It's very bad. Would you mind if we sat?
You sat with us?
Okay. You want to join us?
Yes. Oh, no. Don't sit up. Boy none.
JJ, they're going to join us.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm Sister Veronica.
And I'm Sister Betty.
How do you do?
I'm JJ McClure, and this is Victor Princey.
We're partners.
Are you boys married?
No. Just partners.
Partners? Well, sweet.
Sister Betty?
That's correct, but we're not partners. We're sisters. I'm not real sisters. We're just in the same order together.
So, what do you gentlemen do for a living?
We race across the country for money.
Oh, and we're going to have a race today to the East Coast.
Are you racing to Broadway?
Connecticut. What order did you say you were from?
Oh, actually, it's just a bunch of girls.
A bunch of girls?
We're affiliated together in the Order of Immaculate Chastity. Oh, the Order of Immaculate Chastity.
The Order of Immaculate Chastity.
That's...
I read the Bible all the time. In fact, I read the Bible that was printed on the head of a pen. That was hard. But I never heard of the...
No, you have to read the New Testament. In fact, it's not even the New Testament. It's the New Wave.
Uh-huh.
New Testament. Very progressive Testament.
We'll try to catch it.
We have holy work to do. Let's go.
Okay. Well, maybe some other time.
Yeah.
What time did you say your race is?
Noon is a race.
Noon at the Portofino Inn, sister.
Portofino Inn.
Goodbye, Sister Veronica.
Come, Sister Betty.
Nice meeting you, sister.
Stay cute.
Bye-bye.
Hurry, Sister Betty. We have lots of lepers waiting.
Don, Don?
What is it now?
Everything is fine. What we did is we put our heads together... And we're going to rip off the Arab on the road during the car race.
You put your heads together, huh? It must have sounded like a bowling alley.
Yes, Don Don.
We need millions of dollars by... What time is it now? Oh, my God. By tomorrow! If we can get the sheep, we got the money.
He wants us to rip off the Arab and then kidnap him.
What for? What for? Ransom, you idiots! Ransom! R-A-N-S-U-M, ransom! Understand,
you, got it.
You imbeciles?
Please calm yourself.
Tell her to hurry.
Okay, have a nice day.
Hey,
JJ, is that legal? Both of them? At the same time? JJ, you're bad. Hi, Jill. Hi, Marcy.
Cute car.
Can you imagine the stories JJ's making up about last night? He's driving poor old Victor crazy.
Yeah, well, poor old Victor's buying every word of it.
Well, what he doesn't know ain't gonna hurt us.
Never has. Let's check out our competition.
All right.
Well, you look great. You really do.
You look real sexy.
Sexy.
You look. And I look like a turd.
No, you don't.
JJ, what am I supposed to be?
You're a career army man. 40 years in the army, the backbone of the army.
All right.
All right.
Wish I had a medal.
You want a medal?
Well, I'd like to have a medal.
Yeah. Take one.
Oh, no.
Take one, you're my friend.
I couldn't take one of your medals. I couldn't do it.
Take any one you like. I love you.
Okay. Nice one right here. Thanks.
Oh, this is really swell.
Congressional Medal of Honor. Thank you very much. That's really nice. Oh, boy. Oh, and it's so shiny. I'm real glad. I love it. Oh, look, JJ.
Oh. Good morning.
Good morning.
General.
Yeah.
Are you a general? General J.J. McClure. Are you a private?
National Guard.
Listen, the Lord asks a favor and we ask a favor of you. We have an emergency in New York and it's very important that we get there. And we've lost our means of transportation.
And our vows of poverty prevent us from traveling commercially. Could we go along with you?
We only have 48 hours to get there, you see. Otherwise, the lepers might cause a panic.
The lepers?
Yes. We treated lepers on Molokai, and now several hundred of them have made their way east to the Big Apple. We'd like to continue treating them.
Oh. Oh, sure, sis. That'll be...
Excuse me. Excuse me. Just 1 minute.
What? What?
How could you tell them the Big Apple?
The lepers? Big Apple?
Well, the Big Apple is New York, J.J.
I know that.
And I didn't even know they had lepers there.
Listen to me. We can't take nuns
on. Oh, please.
No.
Please.
We're driving along, and I see a pretty girl. She's hitchhiking. She wants to get in a car, a little action. I mean, we got nuns along. I'm good, but I'm not that good.
You know something? If we take these nuns, I bet that God will be our co-pilot.
Well.
Oh, J.J.
You can come along, sir.
Oh, bless you, my son.
JJ, well, you'll get your reward in heaven.
I don't want to wait that long. Snappy bags, huh?
It's purple for Lent.
Ah, good. I should tell you something. We're going to be in the car there. It'll be kind of cramped, the quarters and everything. And be all right?
Of course.
My Aunt Millie took a vow of chastity. She had headaches all the time.
Well, well, well. Look who we have here. General Patton and General Admission.
Heckle and Jekyll dressed as cops. They ought to rest their minds for vagrancy.
Any problems, officers?
Are you kidding?
Oh, ladies, I might as well tell you something. We tried it at the last race, dressed like priests. We didn't win. It didn't help us, and it ain't going to help you.
Now, as a law enforcement officer, I exercise my rights to take these two young ladies and submit them to a very nice, long, and thorough body search.
Shame on you!
Listen, these are real nuns. This is not a Halloween party. Have a little respect.
I'm up to here with you.
You're sick.
Gather around. Look this way. Fenderboom, Blake, JJ, Victor. Fellow cannonballers, give me your attention. Allah came to me one night and said, Falafel, be a sport. Spread the wealth before Khomeini gets it all. Please. The important thing to know is that I... personally, am donating the purse of $1 million to the winner.
Yeah!
has the gold makes the rules. I go first.
General, will this trip be dangerous?
Oh, I don't think dangerous, sister. Maybe exciting, but...
Hello, everyone. Good to see you again. JJ, I shall endeavor to get you the win. Throw the little nuns in the car, and let's be off.
Does your friend have an identity problem?
No problem and no time, sister. General, you should be in the back. Sister Betty, up front with me. Boy nun, boy nun.
Isn't he adorable?
I heard that.
Jury's still out on that.
Here is to good luck. May it all be mine.
I wonder why can't I find that place to get to where I'm going. I just can't wait to get to you, cause girl, you know just what we do. So it's love for you, it's overflowing.
For the last time, I hit the back of the Arab's car. Push a button, presto. These things clamp onto the bumper. Then I step on the brakes. We stop, get out of the car, and snatch him. Now do you understand? Yeah.
Trouble.
日頭先得個夜晚邊度得啊?
Well, do something high tech.
Smoky, gaming. Afterburner, ready?
Boy, that's what I call high tech.
Here they come.
It still seems complicated, Tony.
It's a piece of cake. I just speed up, and I get to his back bumper.
Here we go.
Get ready. Easing up. Now roll through.
Just hit the bus.
Easing up. Easing up.
Now.
You're not holding the wheel steady, Tony.
Hey, you want to drive?
Hit it. Nothing can separate us now. Nothing!
Nothing!
Maybe it only works on American cars, eh, Tony?
Sweet.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Aren't we going above the speed limit?
Yes, 110, Sister Betty.
Oh, this is exciting.
Are you blessing my leg?
Yeah.
Keep blessing, sister.
We just passed this police car.
That's all right. We pass them all the time.
Sarge, are we doing 80?
We sure are.
Did they just pass us like we were standing still?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what to do, son. Buckle up. You're about to take part in your first high-speed pursuit and capture.
It's following us. The police car's following us.
Oh, probably recognize me. Huh? Oh, what?
I mean, it's not my lifestyle. What is that? And I don't know.
You're fighting. You're shaking. Oh. I'll hold your hand.
Oh, they're so warm. Extremely.
JJ's the warmest.
Sister Betty, he has such warm skin.
No.
He has such warm skin? You should feel the heater up here.
Notice how I took that last curve? High and wide, straight through the apex. Pick up about 15 miles per hour more coming up.
What you writing?
The accident report.
Tony, are you sure about this? Stop complaining. Statistics prove flying is safer than driving. Is that right? Sidewind and rearward maneuvering is accomplished by my medic. You told me to fly this thing. We almost got killed 3 times already.
Will you shut up and read the instructions, or we'll be killed for the last time. You're getting me crazy. This thing cannot fly by itself.
All right, so we didn't crash. Now explain to me about the magnet on the helicopter.
Why?
This scheme is too complicated for me.
The alphabet is too complicated for you. It's simple. This magnet is powerful enough to pick a Brinks truck right off the street.
Oh, a Brinks truck, huh?
Here's your sandwich, Your Highness.
Mm.
You better not, Your Royalship. That salami will kick the shit out of your ulcer.
Wait. There's the rose.
Ha, good. This flying is a piece of cake.
Now that we've found them, Tony, what do we do?
What are you kidding? I'll just sneak up behind them. They probably won't even know I'm there. Then at the right second, zappo, we snatch them.
Oh, smart. Well, why did I ever doubt you, Tony? I'm too dumb to question smart people.
This is true.
Tony, don't you think you're too low?
That's a negative.
It looks a little low, Tony.
I can see through the window, okay?
A little bit to the left. A little more to the left.
How did you get here, the Tooth Fairy? I flew you here, Spock.
Now down a little.
Hit the button on the magnet. I love being a gangster! We're on like glue. Nothing can separate us now. Nothing! Up and away!
Listen!
Up and away! I don't know why it ain't working.
Could be the fan belt.
Maybe it don't work on nothing but green strips.
Don't worry about it.
I'll have it all figured out in a second.
Tony, is your seatbelt on?
Feed him. I'll drive.
No. It's your turn. You feed him. Come on.
Here you go. Oh.
That son of a bitch is crazy. He's got a mental craze.
Corporal.
Yes, sir.
You're driving well. Thank you, sir.
That's all right.
Sister Betty, you know, I was raised a Catholic, and I'm real interested. Could you tell us more about the Order of the Immaculate Charity?
Chastity.
You always get those words mixed up.
Well, I think it's time for us to get some sleep.
Oh, sure, good.
So if you'd just excuse us, we'd like to have a little privacy.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Now.
Just put that...
Okay, good night. Good night.
Hey, am I crazy?
Are those the friendliest nuns you've ever seen?
Isn't Sister Betty cute?
I'd like to jump her bones.
Changing by your tongue.
I'm sorry.
Aren't you ashamed?
I would, though.
Oh, my goodness. Why would you say such a... That's sacrilegious.
She's a human being.
And I'd be very interested to know how you make out. Because I've been thinking about getting into Sister Betty's pants. JJ. Oh, God, forgive me.
Get out the road, fat boy, before you get run over. Come on, get out here.
Okay.
Good morning.
Damn it, Jim.
Now, what seems to be the problem, officer?
We've got speed limits in this state, General.
Even in a nuclear emergency?
What emergency?
We can't talk about it, officer.
Let me see your drive class.
No! I have radioactive breath.
What are you boys trying to pull?
There's been a nuclear meltdown. We're taking some contaminated material to Connecticut.
Why Connecticut?
They ran out.
Bullshit. Hey, Uncle Hickey! Hey, Homer!
Hey, my nephew.
We'll wait for you, Homer.
Thanks, sir.
How you doing, Homer? Jay, I don't know you's coming home.
Private.
Yes, sir, General.
What are you doing here, son?
Well, I have a 3-day pass to come home. It's the first one I've had in 2 years.
I'm going to commandeer you to drive this car to Connecticut. Get in the car, son.
Yes, sir.
Hold it! There ain't nobody going no place till I've phoned this here in.
Uncle Hinky, I got to do what he says. He's got more medals than all the guys at the base put together.
Hey, don't make no difference. I'm going to phone it in anyway.
Good morning, officer.
Sweet Jesus.
General, why are we stopping?
I'm sorry, sister. I was just explaining to the sheriff the purpose of our mission.
You carry nuns with you?
In case we don't make it, you know.
Oh, really?
There's a higher purpose involved, officer. Only the Lord knows what it is.
The safety of our nation depends on the speed of our mission.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, in that case, I'm going to give y'all a police escort all the way to the county line.
Oh, bless you.
Sheriff. I just want you to know something. America needs your help. There are two communists disguised as policemen chasing us in a red Corvette. Commies!
No shit.
No shit.
Not
don't go arguing with me. I got his feet from the general. There's two communistic dressed up as policemen in a red Corvette trying to steal our nuclear center. Shoot them. The fate of the country depends on it. Do you hear this?
Headquarters, this is Units 2 and 5, eastbound on Highway 10. We got those commies in our sights.
Commies?
Now, I've been called a lot of things, but I ain't never been called no commie.
I ain't even a Democrat.
But you can inform the general they're as good as caught.
General? JJ!
That son of a bitch!
This is 2 and 5 again. We are now westbound on Highway 10.
This is the captain. I want those two foreigners brought in. Dead or alive.
Don't you worry about it. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to turn this car around, and I am going to block the whole highway sideways, and then they come, they have a choice. Either to ditch it or ram right straight into us.
Ditch it or ram straight into us?
Yep.
Get out of here with these bananas.
But I want the bananas.
This is humiliating as hell. Oh, I'm sitting up here.
Well, it's no picnic being back here. Watch out, monkey. Hey!
Ow! Stop it, bro! Keep your hands off me, monkey!
What are you doing up here?
Safer!
Well, who's driving?
He is!
Would you boys like to stay for dinner? I just made noodle soup.
Oh, Blake. General Patton's car.
Is the blimp driving?
No. It's a general.
A general, huh? Oh, I'm gonna make a private out of him.
Money in the bank! $1 million!
Oh, come on. It'll be a weekend you'll never forget.
All three of us?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh. It's gonna be a weekend you can tell your kids about. If they're all boys.
Look, you guys thrashed this going out, and I didn't even pay for that one yet.
Hey, listen, baby. We're gonna be as gentle with that car as we're gonna be with you. Real gentle. Come on, what do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, the keys are in the car, but hurry back. My friends aren't going to believe this.
You know what? You just bring them too.
Really?
Sure. Okay. And don't forget your camera.
Really?
You got a full tank of gas in here?
Please be careful with it, please. Ching Chong, man. Wait, Bones, I want to die.
Help? Gee, there's only a dozen of them. Hey, by the way, can you split this for me?
stranger.
The gate here.
It was wonderful. It was great. Can you stay for dinner and meet my parents?
That was great.
What's your name?
Wong Sing.
Oh, hey,
huh?
We got a race to finish. $1,000,000.
He can stay for dinner too.
Damn it, the race is going to be over if we don't get the buns out here soon.
Golly, they change your clothes.
You think we've gone too far?
Probably.
Oh.
Let's go for it.
You know, General, I bet this mission is so secret you had them do that so Russian spies wouldn't recognize them.
We got a six-pack and some chili dogs for the trip. I got one for you and one for him.
You've adapted to civilian life very well. Oh, my God. Private, walk this way. Nuns, huh? Get in the car.
Yes, Jim.
I grab the sheik, or what's right. left of him, and we head back to Vegas.
Vegas?
Falafel! By what? Nimitz! What's a Nimitz?
Ow!
The USS Nimitz! Ah, I want to buy it! I want to land my 747s on it! I don't care what it costs! How much?
Feeling better now, aren't you?
I can't hear you. Talk louder.
I thought you're feeling better now, aren't you?
Yes, 1,000 thanks. No problem. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't do nothing.
Me neither. I'm just following orders.
churning about 8 grand when the gauges started lighting up just like a pinball machine.
Yeah, so we popped the hood. There's oil leaking.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look bad?
Not from where I'm standing.
Oh, can you fix it then?
Honey, I got a tool that'll fix anything.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Sugar.
Yeah?
What have you got under the hood?
Why, that's a 454, four on the floor. Full house with a blower.
Yeah?
She's a sweetheart, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Sure is hot out here, ain't it? Yeah, it really is. Will you relax, Sugar? Everything's gonna be just fine.
I don't think my boss wanted this thing to do 120 miles an hour.
Well, it's doing it. Woo.
Oh, come on. Listen, why don't you just take me back and I'll just take me back to my boss and I'm gonna... Oh, geez, am I gonna get it. Oh, what the heck? It's only a job. Let's go.
And it's gonna be a weekend you'll never forget.
Attention, Smokey in pursuit. Attention, Smokey in pursuit. Attention.
Afterburner.
Roger.
Afterburner ready. 3, 2, 1.
Ignition.
Oil slick. Sorry, fellas. Just doing our job.
Yeah, sorry.
Attention, enemy astern. Attention,
yeah, let's see what's
enemy
let's
astern.
Go.
Okay.
Quiet, please.
Stand by for depth charge attack.
Daddy.
Come on,
catch one. Pay attention to
what we're doing. We've been here for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
What, 5 years?
Well, there's a big one out there for you, boy.
Sure, huh?
Darn right. I saw him jump the other day. I took a picture of him while he was in the air.
Huh?
Picture weighed 13 and a half pounds.
Boy, oh boy.
I really don't like this guy.
Yay! Say the goal, Jimina!
Forward all engines.
Come on, just pay attention to what you're doing. I think.
All ahead, fall.
I think we're going with him!
in 2 years?
No, but I'm not complaining. My duty calls.
Oh, General.
What?
How long do you think the national emergency will require the services of Private Lyle here, sir?
I don't know.
He hasn't seen his family in 2 years.
J.J., J.J., that is not nice.
No, no.
It truly is. Mustn't
you? General's work is never done. Take a look. Private?
Yes, sir?
I've checked the Geiger counter, and the radioactivity seems to be dropping. So I don't think we need your services anymore.
Yes, Pull sir.
Up.
Yes, sir.
Private Lyle,
you've rendered a great service to this country. You make me proud to be in the same army as a man with your character. I'd like to present you with the Congressional Medal of Honor.
This Congressional Medal of Honor?
That Congressional Medal of Honor.
That's French.
I know.
General, for the last 20 years while I was working in the motor pool, I always knew the good Lord's going to give me a chance to come on a special mission like this to serve my country.
Bye, Lyle.
That's all you have to do, honey.
Boy, am I sick. I ain't never gonna fly with you again.
Will you shut up and read the instructions and tell me what it says about landing this thing?
It says lower the flaps.
Okay, then do it. Quickly.
Where are they?
Under F. Oops! Under F, you idiot!
Well, let's see. There's a T. T for tabs. Is that any good?
Fantastic!
Pull it. Pull what?
Anything, dummy!
Okay, Tony!
Sharp.
Da-da-da-da.
To feel sharp.
Da-da-da-da.
I like the song so much, I bought the company.
I don't know why everybody makes such a big deal about flying. It's a piece of cake.
This better work, Tony. I just called Don Don, and he's really mad.
Caesar, Caesar. Simplicity is the hallmark of genius. This cannot miss. Relax. All right?
Damn ulcer is killing me. You got anything for it? Oh, Charlotte Russe. Around the light bulb. Not exactly Maxime's, but my compliments to the chef.
And pardons. I couldn't help noticing. Obviously, you are a damsel in distress. May I be of service to you?
I am the great Prince Abdel Ben Falafel, master of all deserts, prince of princes, and one of the world's biggest
yo-yos.
How dare you put a gun to my head?
As I was saying, do you come here often?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I wish you guys would have seen us change in the bathroom.
Me
making
too.
This decision.
You know what she wanted to do?
No.
She wanted to put the nun's habit on and the shorts underneath. She thought you wouldn't notice.
I wouldn't notice.
Well,
I just didn't want you to be upset when you found out I wasn't a nun.
You're not?
I'm not even a Catholic.
Well, nobody's perfect. May I?
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
Sure hate to give a chauffeur a ticket, you know?
Yeah, it's always the jerk and back giving the orders.
Pardon me, sir, we're... You know what that is back there?
Damn right. It's a gym.
Listen to me. See that dark glass? Don't look. You know who's behind that glass
filming us? Alan Funk. We're activating the camera. Come on. It's our chance. Come on, come on.
Stand right here. Stand right here.
So I can see you. Stand right there.
Pardon me, sir. I'd like to see your license, if I might.
Oh, God, I wonder what the penalty is for assaulting the police officer.
He's not going to make a monkey out of me.
Wait a minute. Don't make him mad. I'm going to say hello to my mom. I was wondering if I could say hello to my mother. This is working great. Let's go sing. Come on. Where they go? Come on, come on.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Hey, Mr. Bond, aren't we supposed to sign a release?
Oh, shut up.
Come on.
Grab the
Look, look, cannonball is ahead of us.
All right. What the hell happened?
Sir, I was eating my dessert when suddenly I saw one of the cat people. Beautiful body.
Well, we have a slight problem. Two hoods, they parted with the sheik and the money. How'd that happen?
She was hitchhiking in a leopard coat, and as we approached, she flashed. We
stopped.
He's right. Who else knew the million was in the sheik's trunk?
Uh-huh. I think you two guys have got something to tell us, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. JJ, let me explain it to you as briefly as I can. See, here's what happened. We owed the guys in Vegas a little chump change. Nothing really. So they sent down some torpedoes to collect.
And you told them about the sheik.
It was Telemer Eltz.
Who are these guys?
The Cannelloni family from Las Vegas.
Well, hell, let's just go get these guys, huh?
You can't just go get these guys.
Why?
They're holed up at the Pinto Ranch, and that's guarded like Fort Knox.
Wait a minute. Maybe him can get through. Maybe him can get himself killed and take you with him.
Him is open for other suggestions.
What's happening? What's going on?
Gaped at her naked body, glistening in the hot sun, her sweet sweat rolling down over her
neck. Hey, wait a minute. We'll go to the king.
The sheik's father hates him.
Hey, he's not the only king. We have royalty in this country, too.
He'll see you guys.
On this.
How'd you enjoy the Halloween party?
What a guy.
All right. How much this time?
Well, Frank, you know it's never for ourselves. Not this time, Frank.
And who asked you to sit down? Get up.
Mr. Sinatra?
You may call me Frank.
I can call him Frank.
Not yet. I'll let you know when you can. Not exactly now, but I'll let you know.
What can I call you?
Call me sir?
Call me sir. I've got it. Sir, we're cannonballers.
What?
Cannonballers.
Oh, wait a minute. I've been lonely as much as you have from time to time. Come on.
That's a hot one, Your Majesty. Sir, you see, the cannonball is a race from California to Connecticut. We have lots of fun. But the Sheik...
Sheik?
Yes, with the blue Rolls Royce.
Who is he? Did I ever sing from in London, you think?
We can't even pronounce his name. See, they kidnapped him and they took $1 million out of the trunk of his car. That's why we came to you.
Why come to me? Why don't you go to the FBI?
Who taught the FBI?
Yeah, what the hell? Okay, all right, all right. Who snatched him?
Oh, the cannellonis.
Hmm. I got an idea. I got a trio that I use in my act, and this bum's been trying to steal it for months. Dorothy, get me Don Don.
They must be terrific for Frank to recommend them personally.
I guarantee you have never seen anything like this in your whole... I'm not saying
really.
Just because I'm their agent. Uh-huh.
You know, I just love auditioning new talent. I get all excited.
They are a little short on looks.
But didn't you notice the nice unison, the way they danced?
They're fabulous.
You all have lifetime contracts here at the Pinto Ranch. I'll just have to move someplace else. Now, girls, lovely, go to your dressing room and powder your noses a lot. Absolutely wonderful. Frank certainly knows his stuff. Just wonderful.
Bad news.
Girls, how do you spell Laverne? Is that one word or two?
Two.
Three.
One.
Oh, Jaime, what a pleasant surprise.
Jaime, what a pleasant surprise.
Hey! I said I'd be here in 24 hours. Therefore, it ain't a surprise. And it ain't going to be pleasant either.
May I?
Oh, my God.
What are these three bow-wows?
It's our new lounge act.
What do they do? Scare the audience to death? That's funny.
Is that Jaime?
You girls ever hear of Nair?
We're working on it.
Mm.
Our doctor has us on hormones.
Well, I suggest you go for a second opinion because I think he's over-prescribing.
Hi, I'm Laverne.
Give me those hormones. All right, dumb. Where's my nine large?
$1 million, honey, and the rest is in escrow in a bank in downtown Las Vegas.
I'm going to consider this interest only. All right? Now you have the principal by tomorrow, or you'll be under downtown Las Vegas. Girls, so long.
Bye,
Mr. Honey.
Excuse me. Do you have a ladies' restroom?
Uh-huh. It says cowgirls. It's the second door on the left.
On the left.
Now, this is a lifetime contract, as I said. I presume they'll have their own wardrobe.
Fits up.
Right.
Mr. Jaime!
If that Laverne comes near me, waste that.
We were just wondering if you could give us a little advice on our careers.
Oh, yeah. Get out of show business.
Now.
We got the money! Hi,
somebody's coming.
Wondering if you gentlemen would be kind enough to help me with my luggage.
Mm-hmm. Man, those three broads got a case of the uglies. I'll let the boss hear you say that.
It's torture, I tell you, torture! Please,
hey, it's got a lock on it.
Break it down.
Come on.
Raise it.
One, two, three, quick, guys!
My beauties, you must wait your turn. There is only so much water in the fountain.
Sheik, it's us.
We're not girls.
How dare you? It is out of the question. Allah will only forgive so much.
Hey, Abdul, put your slippers on. Let's get out of here.
What? I don't want to know.
I've tried everything, but...
Get me out of this.
This is something.
Whoops!
Can't take this with me.
Okay, with me. Come.
I'm terribly sorry.
Now, listen to me. If these three uglies get away with my million, dum-dum, then your father's going to owe me a big favor. You know why?
No.
Because I'm going to kill you. And then he's going to kill you.
I do too.
And then he's going to kill you.
Oh.
And then he's going to kill you.
Tom. No, but there's no need to worry, Jaime. You see, they cannot escape. There is no way out of here. You are totally secure. However, I'm very shaky.
Open.
Oh, shit.
Huh?
Oh,
what?
You got the key.
Maybe.
You ungrateful
cats.
Hold it.
Oh, the three little pigs.
Give me somebody to hide behind.
This is it, boys. Remember the rules. No rules.
You heard him. Absolutely no rules.
There's nothing to worry about. There won't be any witnesses.
No witnesses?
Oh, wait.
JJ, they're all around us.
Come on.
My money or your life?
Money. He's got the money.
He's got the money.
JJ?
Hey, did you see that picture where the bad guys get the last request?
Yeah,
no, sure.
On the Late Show.
It's really a good movie.
A last meal, perhaps you could lay a little barbecue on us. You know, something that you would go over the coals with.
I'll have some quiche and a little chocolate mousse.
Shish kebab. No. Couscous.
Friggin' chickasee? Chicken fricassee.
And you?
I'd like a wine list.
Yeah. Where I'm sending you, baby, everything's on a menu.
Personal remark?
No, of course not.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
Hey, who's getting away?
I got it.
I'll guard your back. Hey, be careful now. Watch out.
No problem. I'll be right back.
You okay?
You must be a pretty tough guy up there, huh? Maybe I should take care of this one.
He's all yours. I think he's over his head this time.
Hey, hey, you look like an athlete.
Well, thank you. I was an athlete.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was all.
Well, then you can probably handle yourself.
You're in danger.
I'll protect you, sister.
5, 6, 7, 2. Oh, don't do that to me again. This is just beautiful. That's European, isn't it?
But of course.
Absolutely stunning.
That's enough.
Well, 1,000 thanks, sisters.
Bless you, my son.
Look, JK, a flower. Nice, huh? See ya.
And I figured that $30 that we owe you,
I'll hustle more and take care of it.
Oh, may I buy you a drink?
Yes.
Cherie. Oh, I guess everybody, they seem to be so busy.
That was fun, JK. Get those guys.
You got it.
Lie, baby! Lie! Help is on the way! Justice will triumph! Sense!
Sorry, bad guys! Carry on!
Praying like a son of a bitch over there. You need help here.
Yes, inject that!
Oh, the plague! I've seen this before.
JJ,
tell him
on, huh?
Got it.
Uh-oh.
Mushy.
Friend or foe?
Yeah.
It's
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Jaime.
Listen to me, please. I would like to really get a good look at that ring again. It's truly lovely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look. JJ, it's a vision.
No. No. It's us.
Yeah.
Oh, Sister Betty. Him didn't know you had that in you.
Him will.
Oh,
we're here to help you win.
Oh, did you miss me? Oh, a little more than that.
What?
I'm glad you missed me that much.
Thunderbomb.
Oh,
Thunderbomb, what are you doing with my partner?
Partner?
Partner? Yes, I have bought the Pinto Ranch. Yes. And why not? I have a weakness for blondes and women without mustaches.
Before you do any hiring, you tell your partner about your liabilities.
You know, you have a very big mouth.
My sheik.
My partner.
My sheik, I will need just a little operating capital.
How much?
$9 million.
$9 million? A drop in the well. I will give you $18 million. That way you'll have some petty cash.
Oh, thank you, my sheik. My sheik, where are you going?
To win the race. Oh, to share in my good fortune with my fellow cannonballers, I have decided to raise the prize money to $2 million.
How many zeros is in there?
I don't know. Most good in three ways?
Yeah.
No.
Come, my sweethearts, we go.
Thunderbomb, Blake, come here a minute.
What is it, Frank? Can't you see we're busy?
I know that. That's why I want to get a head start. See you in Connecticut.
Repeat. That's right. What
he learn to drive like that?
I don't know, but don't let him pass us. Floor it.
It's floored.
Hi, Frank, Chicky Lover Baby. Hi there. Remember me, friend of mine. Listen, whoever gets to the finish line first, we split it 50-50, okay? 70-30. How about 10%?
Gonna get it.
Guys, you're 4 hours and 15 martinis late. You better go in the bar and get gassed up, because you're racing back tomorrow at noon.
Park it. I'll see you in the bar.
Thanks. We leave tomorrow, and we'll be back in 4 days. Then Atlantic City, and a weekend you're never going to forget.
Once again, you have brought shame and disgrace to our tribe by not winning the Cannonball Run.
But, Bob, there was this doctor in the car. He gave me a... It was Kismet.
I warn you. Tomorrow's race is the last Cannonball I am financing. If you do not win, do not bother to come home.
Bob, don't worry. I can't lose.
Ah.
I have hired the winner of this Cannonball to be my co-driver in the next one. I'd like you to meet him. I have told him so much about you, Pop.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like you to meet my Pop. Wow!
Cannonball is a race from California to Connecticut. We have lots of fun. And then the Sheik. But the... I can get this. Just a minute. I can do it. Wait a minute. And...
Let's start from the slap.
From the slap? Sir. Wait. Pick it up right from the slap.
Let's go here.
Sir.
Sorry. We got this.
The Cannonball.
Your nose is done.
Here we go. Sir, the Cannonball is a race from Connecticut to your ass.
Now, if your mother could kiss like that,
I'm just gonna place it.
Is it?
Huh?
Yes!
Huh? Don't you want?
Yes.
You got it. You got it.
I know.
No, you got it. I swear. I'm just gonna place it.
Oh, shit. If I wasn't getting a lot of money.
Don't get it from the ground.
Where else am I going to get it?
Get it from here. This is fresh.
Get it from the
You know, there'll be a mound here.
I got fresh stuff here.
Look at me.
Nobody's ever peed on this.
I'm just going to place it.
Is it?
Huh?
Yes!
How animals live on this ship.
Sorry, you move.
Background?
Background.
Listen, if we help these nuns, God will be our co-pilot.
I don't care. You listen to me. Listen to me. We're not taking those nuns along. What is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? I can't work like this.
She's literally
out there.
She's me. Wait, she's the... Wait.
All right.
I have no protection, Mr.
Okay.
She is... All right. God damn it.
All right, here we go. Pick it up.
All right.
Lepers? New York?
No, lepers, they haven't.
I order you...
JJ, long time no see.
Captain Chaos, nice to see you again.
No,
I'm... Would you do that again?
Yeah, certainly. Here we go.
Keep it rolling.
Wait.
Here we go.
Sit down. And action.
JJ!
Captain K.S.
Long time no see.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Listen, I deem it a personal privilege, if I could get in that bomb there and get my teeth fixed.
Weird.
Turn around, let's start here. Here we go.
JJ!
Captain K.S.
Long time no see.
Good to see you again.
Ha-ha!
I deem it a privilege you let me ride in bomb. Did you understand that at all? Just turn around, let me do it again.
Isn't it? Isn't somebody going to say cut?